1 Corinthians chapter 11. We're going to look at a huge subject, but don't worry, we're not going into to headship. We're not even going to get that far. Just something that's been rolling around in my head for a little bit. And I want you to leave really with two questions. We're just going to read one verse. This is verse 1. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. So Luke has been pointing out to us really some of what we have ahead of us and how we ought to be here. But you and I, we are often likened to sheep, and we do follow. And so the question that I ask myself, who am I following? Who should I be following? I was sitting there, I was thinking back about 18 months ago, we were coming from Northern Labrador. Michael will remember this. We had towed his machine about 350 kilometers, and things were going fantastic until all of a sudden they weren't, and we got stuck in a hill, and then by the time we got to the ice, the snow was gone. We could see Goose Bay off in the distance, and we started having trouble, and I ended up towing Michael's machine, and one guy was going this way, another guy was going this way, and I was starting and stopping, and my machine was overheating, and my belt was starting to burn, and I was getting frustrated because I didn't know who to follow. I knew I had to follow somebody. I didn't have the GPS. Everything had changed. You know, I don't like traveling on ice. It's not bad in the daytime. This was in the middle of the night. This was about 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. And it was dangerous. Everything had changed. There was open water. We were trying to get around a river. And I didn't know who to follow. And it was very frustrating. You know, maybe you're in this life. And we know that we need to follow somebody. And this is just what I've been thinking about. Peter is writing. Now, I didn't write these words because maybe when you're young, you're wondering who you should follow. But when you start getting a little bit older, you start to wonder, I wonder, is anybody following me? Am I going the right way? And so who are you following? Are you following the right person? Paul writes, he says, be followers of me. But his life was led by an example. His life, he was linking it to Christ. And so here you and I are. We have listened to Luke. We see it in Scripture. But sometimes we wonder, it just seems like, look, we were out on the ice. We see where we want to go, but the way looks so dangerous. And it is. The way is dangerous. Well, I've just been thinking of a few men, a few people in Scripture. There's an expression in the world, follow your heart. Maybe you think, well, I'll just follow my heart. Well, can I remind you of a man who followed his heart? He had a great start, and when we were younger, most guys, they want to be like Samson. Strong. Well, look at Samson's life. Samson followed his heart, and it left his life ruined in sin and in failure. And a man who had so much potential for God, he ended up in a Philistine jail with his eyes gone. And so if we follow our heart, that can be a dangerous thing if it is not guided by Scripture. I'm thinking of other men who followed their family. I've been reading through the story of David. I love reading about the story of David. Well, somebody that you know that is associated with David is Jonathan. And Jonathan didn't follow his heart. He almost followed David, but instead he followed family. And for Jonathan, it likely would have been a much different end. Jonathan, I think it was just this morning I was reading, Jonathan actually said to David, I know that God is going to give you the kingdom, and I'll be after you. And instead of Jonathan following a life that he should have, and in following David, Jonathan follows after Saul, an earthly man, a fleshly man, and his life ends in a battlefield. And so we can't always follow our heart. We can't always follow family. Sometimes we can follow family. But my challenge to you and I tonight is, who am I following? Because we are going to follow somebody. There's a man that was actually the man who hired me where I currently work. He was a tremendous example. And much of what I have picked up in the machining world has come from him. Because he was one who showed, David as well, and we learned from him. We had another supervisor come in, and I said to my boss, said to him one day, I said, I've learned stuff from him. And he said, you have? And I said, well, we learned how not to do it. And sometimes we can learn how not to do things, but there are people, and we watch them, and we learn. Well, in our spiritual life is even more important. There are individuals that we can put our eye on, and we know that we can follow them. Not because we like them, but we can see from Scripture that they are followers of Christ. I remember that night we were sort of relieved when everybody got their bearings and everybody's GPS has started to line up. And finally, at 3 o'clock in the morning, we come onto the shore just outside of Goose Bay. And never want to do that again. But it was a nerve-wracking night. Well, the Christian experience can be nerve-wracking because we're just wondering who to follow. And maybe we're following somebody and all of a sudden they veer off. And that can throw us off. But if we allow our lives to be regulated by the Word of God, Paul says, be followers of me, even as I am of Christ. And we have examples of men who followed Christ-like leaders, godly examples. One I was thinking of was Joshua, a younger man, and he followed after Moses. And really, when they came into the land of Israel, there was two men. They were marked that they were followed. I think actually there was three men, but Joshua and Caleb, and there was a third one. I think it's Othniel, a descendant of a relation of Caleb. They were marked as men who followed wholly after God. And so for you and I is to follow godly examples. It must have been a wonderful thing to be in the New Testament. I don't necessarily want to have been back in that day and age. We like our modern conveniences, but it must have been wonderful to be in the days when the Lord Jesus was here. And you take a look at in the four Gospels of how many times it says that the disciples followed Jesus. They forsook their nets and they followed him. The multitudes, they followed Jesus. And over, it says that they followed Jesus. Just 3 short years. And their lives were really marked. We can see failure in their lives, but after the Lord was gone, it became evident that they were followers of Jesus. We come to Acts, and two men is Peter and John, and they are preaching, and others around, they noticed the Lord was gone. It says that they realized, they watched these men and said, these men have been with Jesus. So I wonder, is my pathway marked with Christ? Am I conscious that as I travel in this life, as I move from here to heaven, as we see the lights of heaven, and maybe sometimes the way is just a little bit uncertain, am I careful who I am following. Who am I following? Am I following who I should be following? Just think of these words. I'll be like Luke. Nobody told me to get up and get down, but I'm just going to get down because I am done. But listen to these words. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. May that be our goal in Christian life, in assembly life, that I be conscious that I'm following. Who am I following? Am I following the right person? And then when you get to my age, we're still following, but we realize that others are following. I said I was done, didn't I? You might be in the house, and all of a sudden you realize that the young ones are there, and they're listening, and all of a sudden you realize there's people that are following. Am I setting a good example? And so may this be a challenge. It's a challenge to me. And maybe it be a challenge to you. May it be something, maybe the way is just a little bit muddied for you right now. Set your eye. Align something, someone with Scripture. And then you could say, I am following because they are following Christ. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ.